Listener supported Christian Radio Life 100.3. That was Unspoken. You've always been. Joining me now is the regional director of the Fellowship of Evangelical Baptist Churches, Rick Buck. And Rick, this is a pretty common question that I think Christians will be confronting at some point or another, and that is, what about those who never hear the good news of Jesus? How do you make sense of that?
Yeah, maybe just one statement there about just God's sovereignty before I talk about that specific piece. A lot of people don't realize that, kind of like Job said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. There's a sense in which when we recognize that God is the creator and the giver of all life, it means that God is justified and free to take any life at any time because he's the owner of every life, right? Mm. And I shouldn't play God, but that doesn't mean that God can't and shouldn't, if I can say it that way. You know, he's right and free to take any life because he owns all of life, every breath, every step I take. It's all a gift of God and is not owed to me, but it is given to me out of God's grace, and he is not unjust to take any of that away. So just, you know, because we live in a context of understanding in a world that sees God as sort of expectations of God, of what he owes us and what he should rightfully give us.
Yeah, that's a really helpful distinction, Pastor Rick. And maybe it's one that would halt someone from asking this question. But in case they don't, and they go ahead and ask it, how do you reconcile those who have never heard the gospel?
I would understand at one level how someone might struggle with that. But trying to understand where the Bible's coming from, and if you read the book of Romans, one of the great arguments of the book of Romans is that every single human being, before they ever hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, before they ever hear that, they all are without excuse, according to Paul in the book of Romans. There's enough knowledge and light of who God is and what he demands of us for God to justly judge every single one of us without ever hearing the gospel and rejecting it. And I think that's an important thing to realize. Paul in Romans 1, he says, in creation, in our own sense of conscience and awareness of who God is, it's inside of every one of us. We're all without excuse. And then he goes on to say, we've all sinned and we've all fallen short of God. We're all under God's just judgment. The wages of sin is death, separation from God. And so Paul makes this great point that there's nobody who's going to be judged that isn't judged justly, even if they've never, ever heard about Jesus. Then the question is, well, why then do some get to hear about Jesus and get to choose whether to reject or accept him? And why do some get, you know, manifested God's grace, shared God's grace is poured out on them? Why do others not receive that grace? And I don't have the answer to that, really, to be honest, David. I can say that I recognize that God is not unjust in giving his grace to some and not to others. It would be kind of like, if I could illustrate it this way, you know, if I was to come and give to someone outside of Life 100.3 and give them a large gift of money, and then I didn't give that same gift to you, you would never say to me, well, you were unjust. You would say, well, you were gracious and kind and giving to this person. But there was no obligation for me to give the same gift that I gave to someone walking into Life 100.3 to you, right? Mm-hmm. There's no issue of justice in that. There might be some mystery as to why some people experience God's grace and why others do not, right? I recognize that question mark. I don't think it means, though, that God's unjust.